Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
So our own Mike Hawk and Steve Mix from Daily Mix Morning Show Friday will be holding the, parabolic?
Parabolic mics.
Parabolic microphone. They are the big clear dishes that you see. Cool. And they pick up all the sound.
Mm-hmm.
So Odyssey, the company we work for, they are the home of the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City. So I believe that's the Fox. I believe that's the Fox in Kansas City, because at one point in time, they offered me a job.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So if it's still them, it's the same people. Either way, you guys get to be on the field and hold those microphones and watch an NFL game from the sideline.
Yeah.
So depending on where you're standing, you're either going to have the best seat in the house or the worst. But either way, it's going to be a cool experience.
Oh, for sure.
So our question based on that, good or bad, what was your once-in-a-lifetime moment or experience? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hola!
Yeah, so a little bit over 10 years ago, I had the opportunity to meet Adam Jones, a guitar player for Tool.
Oh, nice. What was the circumstance?
So, way back when they had first started the VIP experience, I did that and saw him in Spokane. I'll just say, the VIP experience back then was worth way more than it is now. But at the time, they had something that was, they called it a Q&A session with members of the band. I felt like it was more like a college lecture. You know, Adam gets up in front of everybody and talks about their writing techniques that pertain to polyrhythms and hands around his Gibson Les Paul for everybody, the Silver Birds for everybody to strum on. But he set aside like a full hour to sign autographs and take pictures. I got the opportunity to go up to him. I was like, man, I got to say something to him. I don't want to, like, fanboy out over him, right? Because I'm not like that. But honestly, when I discovered these guys' music when I was a teenager, I'm almost 40 now, but you know, I discovered him right before they released Lateralis, and music really got me out of a dark place. So I just said something really brief. I was like, hey man, I don't want to fanboy over you or anything, but I just want to say that, like, you're one of my guitar heroes. And he was like super gracious about it, you know. He just, hey, thanks man, I really appreciate it. And
that's
that was
awesome.
It. That was really all I got to say, but it was cool. You know?
But at least you had a good interaction.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. You never know. Sometimes they don't want you. They're like, I hate this.
Even though you're saying something remarkably complimentary, I'm not asking for your autograph. I'm not asking for a picture. I'm trying to relay a deep felt sentiment, and they just look at you like, yeah, I don't care.
Yeah. Geddy Lee could have cared less.
Right.
He did not want to be there. Like the limpest handshake.
Right.
You know when someone just sticks their hand out like, blah. That's kind of where he was at.
I mean, I will say I'm glad it was him and not one of the other members of the band. I don't want to, you know, draw any judgments since I haven't met anybody else, but I have heard that one member of that band in particular would have been about like that. He doesn't like the you know, people fawning over him kind of thing. And, you know, and I get it, but sure. Yeah, I'm really glad it was somebody. You know that old saying about don't meet your heroes. Well, I'm glad that this wasn't an example of that. Right. I was really actually.
I think the one member of that band you're talking about, it's pretty much known.
Would that be the lead singer?
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, I mean, it's even a thing in, like, our industry. It's like, there's ways to get an interview, but, like, he will just say yes or no. He doesn't want to do it. He makes no bones about it. So it's like, don't even bother.
And I'm okay with
it. You're right. It is Maynard, and I don't know if I can say this on the air, so get the dump button ready. I'm not cussing, but he has been known to refer to his fans as insufferable retards.
Jesus.
He actually doubled down on it, too, kind of. And I will say, I get it. He was pressed on it at one point. And he said, look, I'm not talking about everybody. I'm talking about the more fanatical fans. And if you know Tool fans, you know a lot of them can get, like,
very fanatical. Yeah.
So I kind of get where he's coming from. I got to at least play devil's advocate here. Again, I've never met the guy personally, so I don't want to pass judgment. But I'll put it this way. What I said to Adam, I would not have said to him because I would have been afraid of getting that kind of blowback.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. I mean, my thing is, then why do you keep doing it? You know what I mean? Inevitably, if you sign a record contract and agree to put out a record, the idea is that people are going to buy it, right?
You can't
back out of it. If that's why you're doing it, that's exactly what you hope happens. Then these people sustain your livelihood. They come to your shows. And I get the people can be fanatical for sure, but also on some level, be proud that you've moved people in such a way that you would describe them as fanatical for something that's music. You know what I mean? They're not making them do something stupid. People aren't going crazy. It's like, it's music, and people like it that much. Good.
Have you ever heard?
I guess with him in that band, it doesn't bug me as much, because you also don't see them like eating outside the Ivy or whatever in Beverly Hills.
Right.
They stay so much out of the spotlight. I'm just like, all right, and they let you know, like, our music sells.
I get that, but you don't need to insult your own fans.
I never would.
There's a level of that celebrity that just won't talk to you,
and that's okay.
And you know who those people are.
Yeah.
They're Madonnas. They're Bob Dylan's. They're Axl Rose's.
Sure.
You've never even heard Axl Rose's voice.
Right.
You don't even know what that guy sounds like.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't do interviews. I don't even think he talks to anybody.
And that's okay.
And that's fine.
Because he's not just insulting anyone.
No.
He's just,
that's just
disappeared.
That's the way
I would say on the other side, you guys remember the super group Hell Yeah?
Yeah.
Right? So
guys, yeah.
Vinnie Paul was in it, right? Tom Maxwell, Chad Gray, but they were doing a show. They were just kind of like, I don't think they'd been together that long, but they're doing a show at El Corazon. Now, somebody else is supposed to host this Q&A with them, put on, I want to say, by Guitar Center.
All right.
About playing the guitar.
Sure.
So, anyhow, I don't know who's supposed to do it. Somebody falls out. Castle calls me and goes, can you walk down there and do it? I said, sure. So, it's El Corazon. But now I'm upstairs backstage before the fans get up there. And, like, Vinnie Paul, right, I guess it was Chet, they're just, like, looking at me, and they say something, and I go, I don't know. And Vinnie Paul's like, do you have any idea about, like, music or our music specifically? And I just went, I honestly, dude, I don't. And he goes, oh, it's all right, man. You want a beer?
I was like, oh, thank God. Thank God.
And then, like, because the handler was kind of not happy with me. And he's like, no, we'll handle it. He goes, just you know, introduce us. I said, all right, I could do that. But they couldn't have been nicer. Like, I think I just looked, honestly, they're intimidating dudes.
They look like, intimidating.
I was like a deer in headlights. I'm like, I don't know. And he's just like, do you have any idea what you're doing up here? I'm like, no.
Dude, that's what I'd always say about Zach Wilde, right? Zach Wilde, he was here years ago. Whatever, he's supposed to do, back to El Corazon. He's going to do a meet and greet and sign some autographs. Same kind of thing. I think talk about some guitar stuff. Whatever. Things go south here. He gets hammered, passes out on the kitchen floor, shows up at this thing late. There's people there hoping to get autographs, blah, blah, blah. He shows up, and he walks right by the autograph table, right? And we're like, oh, no. There's some cover band or something that's going to play. He looks at this guy in the band, give me your guitar. And this guy's more than happy to hand him his guitar. Looks at the band, hey, man, do you guys know whatever song? They're like, yeah. He's like, let's do it. 1, 2, 3, 4. And now this band, who had absolutely no expectation of jamming with Zach Wilde, man, and he is shredding. I mean, he's going all out. And then he's looking out in the audience like, hey, man, I want to play, name a song. Who can sing it? Right? And people are like, well, I can't. Well, get the F up here on stage, man. And I mean, I was like, this might be the coolest thing I've seen someone do. This is a guy that is so gracious and so happy to have people that want to see him. I'm like, this is the guy you want on your side. Maybe not with the wet beard and getting drunk, but man,
that smell.
Shredding on stage, I was like, this is cool.
Yeah. Good or bad, what was your once-in-a-lifetime moment? 206-803-ROCK.
Email the guys at the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com and get you some Men's Room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Miles, what day is it, my friend?
It is the, what day? 12th.
13th?
What the hell is it? It's one of those days.
13th.
My watch time.
Is that it for real?
Yeah. You're right, it is National Lefties Day.
All right.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 amazing facts about left-handed people.
We're awesome.
You know what they say about left-handed people? They're always in their right mind. Turns out that's not exactly accurate. However, being a southpaw myself does have its quirks. Though living in a right-hand world, we are forced to adapt. For example, when engaging in some healthy self-care, I keep my phone in my right hand as I begin to soothe and engage and some self-flagellation. But when it comes time to hit one out of the park, I bring in my designated hitter, old righty. And it's back. Back! Way back! It's out of here!
God!
The designated hitter.
Jesus. He's a whiz. Thank you, VD. That was needed.
Guy sitting at home with a DH.
I know.
Right.
You're up.
Like, oh, he's got a designated hitter.
If I get a broken arm, I'm going to be angry.
Yeah, I broke my left wrist. It was difficult.
So here's some fun facts about left-handed people. You ready for all these, Steve? Left-handed people, they recover from strokes faster.
I've heard that. I hope to not find out.
Well, you did.
Around 90.
Yeah, but mine was.
But you did.
But they have a. But it's a different thing. They have a name for it. I cannot remember the stroke I had. We're pretty much, everyone recovers from that one. It just sucks when you're going through it.
Okay.
But I hope you never confirm that, I've gone back from a stroke better than most.
Around 95% of right-handed people have language centers in the left side of the brain, meaning a stroke often impairs speech. For left-handed people, only about 70% show left side language dominance, with many having language functions spread more evenly across both hemispheres.
All right.
So that helps you recover a little bit faster there. Enjoy that. 39% have, they have 39% higher odds of being homosexual.
Oh, cool.
I don't know how they figured it out.
When I say sweet, I mean it.
I did not see that one coming.
Neither did I.
I did not
do that guy.
Apparently, I'm doing it wrong.
You would kill it.
That'd be great.
Oh, my God.
That has shown that homosexual people are about 39% more likely to be non-right.
Non-right, you mean left-handed?
Non-right-handed.
You got two to choose from, brother.
Two questions for you.
No, just non-right-handed.
I'm not calling him non-right-handed. He's left-handed. Is this the point we've gotten to?
Are you left-handed? Yes. Follow-up question. Are you gay?
No, but apparently I'm supposed to be.
That's right.
I screwed it up.
You'd be good at it.
Just add one to our list. We're already straight white males and we're right-handed.
And righties. Straight white right-handed. they live an average 9 years less than righties.
Yeah, I believe that.
You can breathe a sigh of relief as this left-handed statistic was later disproved. However, it's still widespread on the internet. A flawed 1980 study looked at the 1,000 decisions. Really? There's some flawed logic with some of this? Oh, Lordy. They looked at 1,000 deceased people from California and showed that the average age at which right-handed subjects died was 75, whereas for lefties, it was just 66.
66?
66.
Jesus,
look
man.
Look out.
All right.
You're better at multitasking. While the science is still developing, some research suggests that left-handed people may have an edge when it comes to juggling multiple tasks. A 2008 study...
Because I sleep with men and women, apparently.
Oh, he's so busy, he's going to die soon.
I'm sexually ambidextrous.
A 2008 study by the Illinois Research Consortium found that left-handed participants perform better than right-handers when completing two tasks simultaneously.
Right.
So there you go. You're more
yet neither of them getting it done correctly.
Right.
Lefties, more likely to be dudes.
Dude like what? Like dude?
No, men. They're more likely to be male. According to the 2008 study,
sorry, I'm picturing I'm like, what do you mean? Like we're on a dude ranch or
23% more men are left-handers.
I have heard that. Don't know why.
We just do it better.
I don't know that I've met a left-handed woman in my life. I know they're out there. I'm just saying, for me, like everyone I've met, I'm left-handed too. It's always a guy. My son's left-handed. My brother's left-handed.
Right. Yeah.
Right. VD's left-handed.
Right. VD's left-handed.
There's nothing.
Trying to think if I know any left-handed ladies.
You would know.
Yeah. Whoa! It's from the other
you
side.
Know. Whoa. Like, you want me to go where?
Cool.
More likely to suffer language problems. You might have heard that left-handed people are more likely to have language problems, but that's not exactly true. Some research has
shown... language is spread out over the brain, so you retain your language better after a stroke, maybe because we're already speaking like crap.
Right, it's just bad language already.
We can't tell.
Some research has shown...
We feel fine.
...a small link between non-right-handed people and having issues like dyslexia or trouble with schoolwork. Why do they keep saying non-right-handed?
Left-handed!
Is there a third one that I'm missing?
Apparently... Non-right-handed people.
Lefties tend to reach puberty 4 to 5 months later.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. It was reported that left-handed boys tend to reach puberty approximately 4 to 5 months later than right-handed boys, although full bibliographic details are not available of that particular stuff.
So I just know we're guessing.
There's always two or three dudes. They're like already rocking a full stack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, man, that's cool.
Some amazing facts about left-handed people. The question, are left-handed people smarter? The connection between handedness and intelligence has long been debated, and the answer depends on how the data is interpreted. A 2007 study titled Effect of Handedness on Intelligence Level Students found that left-handed individuals were slightly more likely to score higher on IQ tests. However, a 2010 study, the relationship between hand preference, hand performance, and general cognitive ability, came to the opposite conclusion, suggesting a slight edge for right-handed individuals.
Because I've heard the thing about left-handers, and I go, look, 88% of the people on Earth are right-handed.
Yeah.
Which means pretty much the way everything is designed is from a right-handed point of view. So I think if you're right-handed, however you're told to do something is the way you're going to approach it. So yeah. I do think certain times problem solving is a little more difficult. Where when you're left-handed, just to do the thing that right-handed people do, it's like once you master that, it's easier to problem solve, depending what it is. If it's a physical thing, I do feel like left-handers do a little better.
Yeah.
If it's mental, I think you're probably about equal.
Okay. It also says here, you're more likely to use the right side of the brain for certain tasks. The brain is cross-wired, meaning that the right hemisphere controls the left side of the body and vice versa. This is the origin of the popular saying, only left-handed people are in their right minds.
Right.
Though it's more humorous than scientific. The right hemisphere is often associated with spatial awareness, emotion, and creativity, while the left is more linked to language and logic. However, both sides of the brain work together in complex ways in all individuals.
Then that is good.
Yes. More likely to suffer from sleep deprivation. How's your sleep there, Steve?
I sleep great, man.
Two bodies of research have suggested a possible link between left-handedness and increased susceptibility to sleep disturbances. Oof. In 2002, a large-scale study found that non-right-handed individuals...
Jeez, left-handed people!
Here, it says this, found that non-right-handed individuals, including left-handers...
Well, okay, who else does it include?
Are they talking about ambidextrous?
Maybe.
They tended to be more spend more time awake after initially falling asleep.
Okay. Again, who are the non-right-handed people that are not left-handed people?
The search begins. Like, is Cal Raleigh because he switch hits?
Right? But I wonder if he'd also, like, does he consider himself ambidextrous or is it just at the plate that he's that way?
I think it's just at the plate.
Right?
Because I had a kid once that played baseball for me. He was ambidextrous. And we would get into it with the umpires as they were like, he can't pitch any more innings. We were like, but it's a different arm.
Ah.
Is that a thing?
They're
worried about wearing out your arms, so the kid can throw from the other arm.
Right?
That argument absolutely falls apart.
You know, Mike, it doesn't matter. So he'd end up crying anyhow.
No. And then I'll leave you with this last fun fact about lefties. I'm sorry, non-right-handed people. That sounds more offensive. You're more likely to use alcohol.
Yeah, I can't argue that one, man.
A 1994 study found that about 15 to 20% of people with alcohol problems were left-handed. Compared
Sweet.
To around 10% in the general population, suggesting a possible link between left-handedness and alcoholism. Enjoy that.
Yeah, look, man, I can't deny that.
I just thought this list was going to be a little more uplifting.
Nah.
Like, they're great at this, they're great at that.
They live a terrible life. You should hate the fact that you're a lefty.
They're pitchers in Major League Baseball.
I'm not left-handed. I'm going to start telling people I am non-right-handed.
Right?
That's right. I'm sorry. I identify as non-right-handed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
At
Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah.
Send the men's room a mushy love letter at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and scoop up some delicious men's room roasted red salsa at your favorite store.
At what point did you realize you might need medical attention? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So let's see here. I told Mike, well, I've known I'm needing medical attention many of times, but the two stories I told Mike both involve my hands. The first one, I was, I'm a welder by trade. I'm actually now machinist. Anyway, they took me over to the wood shop to help them build some crates. And I was doing pretty good going along and then got slightly distracted and double tapped the nail gun into my thumb. So I had to walk on over to my supervisor and be like, hey, I think I need to go get checked out. Hooked in my hand. He almost passed out. I was like, hey, I got a nail in my hand. You just saw it. Just like, come on, you're fine. Just get in the car. So he takes me to the ER. I'm like, immediately the most popular guy in there. Everyone's like, ooh, you're going to go with the nail in your thumb? I'm like, yep, sure am. So they all start taking pictures of it. And then, yeah, so the doctor comes in with a pair of surgical pliers, which were Irwin vice grips. And I was like, all right, cool, good deal. They pull that out, clean it all out, and put me on my way. But
let me ask you, what's the difference between surgical pliers and a pair of pliers I buy at Home Depot? Because a lot of times
nothing.
I look at the dentist and I look around doctor's office, it's like, I own this. It just says Craftsman on mine.
Right.
I mean, exactly. Look.
The only difference is it's going to be $20 at the store or $400 to $300 on your bill.
But right. When you see that stuff, the stuff that you could buy at a Home Depot.
Yeah, seriously.
It's your dentist's office, and they break it out. Or the doctor's office, you're like, oh, man, I'm not comfortable.
Because this is rudimentary.
When they took my wisdom teeth out, it was a pair of pliers. When they broke them with a chisel and a hammer.
And a hammer, yeah.
The ones they couldn't get out. Like, crack, crack, crack.
And those are the only three tools that they had. I had to do the same thing.
They took it out in pieces.
And I asked the woman.
At least one of them.
She unrolled it. And again, it's like a little hammer. And yeah, it's stainless steel, whatever. And there were little pliers, and there was a little chisel. And I said, basically, is that a hammer, chisel, and pliers? She says, well, no, because they have some dental name for it. So this is a blah, blah, blah. This is a hoomity game, and this is a thingamajig. And I said, well, what do they do? And when she explained it, I said, okay, well, that's a hammer, a chisel, and pliers.
Right.
Because those twisty things are going to twist the tooth. That chisel thing is going to chisel it out, and then the hammer is to bang the stuff. Like, you can call it anything you want. It's a hammer, a chisel, and pliers.
It's the same thing when I got the 12 staples in my head. Like, it was the staple gun. Yeah. And then when I went to get him out,
that wigs me out.
I said to the guy, I go, are you really just using a staple remover? He's like, well, yeah.
It's a staple.
I was like, It makes sense.
I know, but it's just, I want to see something I don't know what it is.
Yeah, you want to feel like
it's
medical.
I mean, I think they clean the staple gun more.
Yes.
But
again,
that's it.
Do you know what a jigsaw is, Ted?
Yeah, sure.
It's basically, you pull the trigger on.
Yeah.
Does that? That's how they take your leg off.
Mm.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you watch enough mob movies, everybody knows when they break that out, you're going to saw off an appendage.
Yeah, I mean, something. But that's the same basic thing they have at the hospital.
But the caller was right. They just charge you more for it if it's there. So here's the thing. If I go to the hospital.
I just want to know it's done some other way,
but if I
even
go to
though
the,
it's not.
If I go to the hospital, if I bring my own tools, do I save money? Like, look, I know you have the
Bring your own Band-Aids.
You have the medical expertise to perform the maneuver. But I've got the tools, because everything you've got, with the exception of like opening my chest or something, like I've got this. So if I bring this, can we save a little money?
Sure.
I wonder if insurance would be
if you
like,
bring like 2 pound test, fishing line.
Yeah.
Use that instead of the stitches.
Sure.
They'll cut them out the same way.
Can say like, look, insurance won't cover this, so I brought my own tools. That's all. Like, if you use those tools, insurance is going to tell me I'm on the hook for it. So what I did is brought this crap from home, just sterilize it. I'll pay for that. But that way, insurance can't complain. Like, no. They use my hammer. They use my saw.
Look, I know a guy. I've told the story before. I know a guy. I can't remember if he had had one before or whatever. Luckily, it wasn't like a major heart attack.
Yeah.
But he was at home and realized like he's having a heart attack, and he lived a mile or two from the hospital. And he just was like, I'm just going to drive myself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I
highly, he didn't want to pay for the money for the ambulance, right?
We would never tell you not to do that. But I know for a fact, depending on the situation, like the one I was in last time, I'm getting an Uber.
Yeah, get an Uber.
I'm getting a ride to the hospital. I'm not paying $8,000 again for an ambulance ride that was a mile and a quarter.
I truly believe that if it's not life or death, like you break your leg, you're not going to die. I would get an Uber, and it sounds horrible, but it's like, look, man, honestly, when you get these bills, and like you say, $8,000 to $10,000 or $30 in Uber, and in the end, just pay for the hospital visit.
I'm pretty sure it's the same guys who did your bail. It's the same idea. You know, like you see ambulances out all the time.
Yeah.
They're not
getting
paid every time.
Correct.
But they see you coming and they're like, oh, look at this guy. He has an address.
Boom.
Yeah.
Billion.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, seriously.
Right.
Like,
all right. It's supposed to be 10%, but right. Baltimore's such a fucking, they're like, we'll let you out for five. We think you're good for it. It's like, Jesus.
That's their way of saying you're a white guy.
I mean, literally, the lady looked at me and when she set the bail, and I said, I started crying. When I said, that seems awfully high. I'd never had a point on my record. She just said, honey, you're the wrong color in the wrong jail. Somebody's going to pay it.
Yep.
At what point did you realize you might need medical attention? 206-803-ROCK.
That's it. Black people don't get kidnapped.
Yeah.
Like, we're walking down the street. Man, when you go to Mexico, you're about getting kidnapped. I'm like, me? No, man. Not at all, brother. I'm not what they call a return on investment. You understand what I'm saying? And they know that. So
you're a bond fund.
They might kill me, but they are not going to kidnap me. No. I don't sweat that at all.
She just, slides a number underneath, the glass, and she's like, call this guy. He bails guys like you out for 5%.
Damn.
But they know you're good for it.
Hello, Ted. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Real quick, you guys were talking about how parents delay treatment sometimes because how bad could it be, right?
Yeah.
So when I was like 4, I was showing my dad how high I could jump, and I came down on that, you remember them glass tables with the brass ring around them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hit my eyelid.
Ooh.
And it dropped immediately. Like, I opened my eye, and the eyelid stayed down, and I closed my eye, and...
Oh.
That was the only time that my parents did not delay care.
Yeah. When is that obvious?
Did you have to get your eyelid sewn back on?
Yeah.
With a Singer sewing machine.
After, it was all good.
Okay. That sucks.
So the reason I called was because I think I might have told this story to you before, but I had some belly button pain. And after a couple of days, I called the advice nurse, and they said, oh, that's weird. All right, call back if it gets worse. All right, cool. So, 2 months later, it's not any better. So, I called back, and they're like, ha, that's weird. Call back if it gets worse. So, 2 months later, it's still not any better. And I called back, and she's like, that's really weird. How long was the first call? I said, 4 months. She's like, all right, I'll get back to you. But, just go about your day. I got to work at a restaurant. And then my phone starts ringing, off the hook. I ignored the first couple because I'm working. And then I finally answered. I stepped off the line in the kitchen, And I answered the phone, and the vice nurse said, look, we got a doctor on the line. He's going to tell you this. He's going to tell you to lay down and call 911 because we think you have an umbilical hernia, and it could rupture and kill you.
Oh, damn.
Right? So then he gets on the line and says that. And then they said, don't try and drive. Don't move too quick. Don't anything. Just call 911, get them to the nearest hospital, and get this figured out. So, of course, I'm not paying for an ambulance. So I tell my boss what's up. I go unlock my car, drive to the hospital. And then the nurse staff was like, I don't know, umbilical hernia. Your belly button hurts. That's not really... And then, you know, 12 hours later, I died twice on the table.
Jeez.
And they had to remove 2 feet of necrotic tissue from my small intestine.
Ooh. Oh, my God, man.
It was a umbilical hernia.
It was what they said.
And it only took 4 months for them to say, come on in.
Yeah. At what point did you realize you might need medical attention? 206-803-ROCK.
Need to learn more about general men's room shenanigans? Just visit the men's room page at KISW.com. This is the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat.
I even texted it.
And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef of the house. Thank you, folks. Thank you. Good to see everybody here today. You guys ever eat meat out of cans?
Try not to.
All right. But there's a lot of different products that come in a can, and these were all popular 50 years ago.
50.
Okay. Again, there's only a couple on this list we still
partake. Mine are anchovies and tuna.
Tuna's the biggest one, I think. And then soup. But soup never really fell off.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, soup.
Also, soup doesn't include meat. Well, if you get chunky, well, maybe.
Yeah. These are just canned foods in general, though.
I'm guessing, you don't have to say it now, but I'm guessing Spam's got to be somewhere on this list.
Yep. Actually, Spam Spread.
Spam Spread?
Oh.
They have a spread?
They did. It's no longer available.
Yeah, don't say.
Betty Crocker Spoon and Baked Cookie Dough. Each little can had enough dough to make 3 dozen cookies. Chocolate chip, peanut butter, oatmeal raisin, and sugar.
That's a shame. Okay. I mean, that sounds convenient.
Yeah, well, Betty Crocker's got some good stuff out there,
she
too.
Does.
So.
Well, the problem is now, man, there's like one thing you buy, it's already on the sheet, they're already separated. You literally just throw it in your oven.
That is all you have to do. It's like the Papa Murphy's of cookies.
Yeah, like I always said, my mom couldn't bake for crap. Great cook. But I came home one year, it was like Christmas Eve, I get in there, and she's got these perfectly shaped cookies with Christmas trees, and I go... Did you buy them? She goes, nah, you just cut them.
Yeah. I'm still appreciative.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Foods that we're looking at that were popular 50 years ago in cans. Canned ribs.
Oh.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
How big was that damn can?
They were specifically cut to work with the can, the smoky and hickory chips with for great flavor.
Canned ribs. Pulled up an image of it. That is...
Is that the Armour brand?
It is the Armour brand.
Yeah, yes, they made it.
Oh, wow. There was also a brand from Socolo.
Grant's beef ribs in a can.
Wow.
Golly.
Old El Paso canned tortillas.
Oh, God.
Canned tortillas.
You don't need to put them in a can.
Oh, God.
They were made with corn, water, and salt, but the store tortillas, you could keep them longer. I don't know why.
I'm looking at a picture again.
I mean, it looks all right.
It looks like a tuna can, I'm sure. A little bit wider, obviously, but it's a can of tortillas.
God. Holy lead poisoning, Batman.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Sorry.
Is that the ribs? Ooh.
Yeah.
Ribs in a can.
Is that what they make the McRib out of?
Probably.
Oh, God. That was so awful.
But if somebody invites me over for, like, hey, man, I'm making a ribs, and I see you break out a can, I'm like, no.
What are you doing?
Yeah. All right. How about this one? Deviled ham, which is just ground up ham, spice packed in a can, usually used on spreads and sandwiches.
Yep.
I feel like that still gets used for a couple dips
I don't buy it, but I'm not against it.
It looks more mealy. It kind of looks like canned tuna when you
and
buy it.
And mealy is always a great description, but it does look mealy, but it's not nearly as gross as it appears.
Sure.
I got one that still rocks. Oh, no. Honest to God. It just takes a little time to cook. Corned beef and hash. In a can.
Mm-hmm. That's a good call. I'll corned beef and hash
out of a
can.
You're thinking about that canned ham. It just rattled my brain. I'm like, that is good.
Yeah.
It just takes forever to crisp it up.
These are canned foods popular 50 years ago. This one's still available on Amazon. I'm not sure how. Canned pork brains with milk gravy.
Mm.
From Rose?
It just says
I'm seeing.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh, Armour also had pork brains.
Oh.
And so did a company called Cramp. No, that was the Cramp.
Oh my God.
How about Campbell's Pepper Pot Soup?
Pepper pot soup.
Not familiar.
It was big in Philly. Now this one I remember, and I think my mom would still eat it. Canned brown bread.
Canned bread.
There is canned bread. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was always that weird, like, brown. I don't know if it was pumpernickel, but it came out of the can. I remember eating
it. It looks like pumpernickel. It looks unfortunate. It looks like if you dumped wet dog food out and cut it in slices.
I don't know how you get that out of the can. Like, the suction
alone.
Shake
it hard, dude.
Okay.
Mm.
I mean, it looks okay.
No.
That was mostly popular in the Northeast. So, like, if you grew up out here, you probably didn't eat a lot of canned bread.
No. But B&M.
Boiled peanuts.
All right.
Okay.
Again, primarily in the South.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Canned tamales.
Ooh. Tamales. Okay.
They still make them. I haven't bought them, but every once in a while, I'm like, I kind of want to try a canned tamales.
Is that Hormel brand?
You've seen them?
Oh, yeah. They're right there in, like, the ethnic food section.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hormel. Right,
Hormel's
here.
Knocking it out again.
Same people that make delicious
flail. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'd be willing to try that.
Looks like long SpaghettiOs.
God. Oh, man.
All right. Mike, good call. SpaghettiOs made the list, too.
No, I love SpaghettiOs. Then again, I haven't eaten them in years.
Oh, my God.
That's the issue.
This is what
kid.
It really looks like when you take it out.
Yeah. I remember SpaghettiOs.
Jesus.
And as a kid, I loved them. Having them, again, as an adult, the tomato sauce they're in,
yeah.
it tastes very vomity.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, okay. Chef Boyardee had a distinct flavor, and I could still rock that if I need to, but was it Franco-American?
Franco-American.
Okay. Yeah, man, their tomato sauce was wrong.
Ted, you got to hold on to this list, because I want to buy a couple of these for next week.
Oh, God.
I want to try it.
You
want to
try some of this?
I think we should bring in a chicken was popular.
Mm.
The brand was Sweet Sue.
Those never looked good coming out.
Canned mac and cheese. God. Chef Boyardee had one.
That makes sense.
And then probably not bad.
The one that really I think people still eat. I saw Thrill eating one 2 weeks ago. Pudding snack packs.
Yeah, bro. Look, those things are great.
They're in plastic now, but yeah.
Still, it's pudding. They taste exactly the same.
Yeah, pudding out of a can sounds good too.
Yeah, that's what I grew up.
The best was Del Monte.
Who was it? Was it Skippy? Del Monte,
Del Monte Hunts. For whatever reason.
Was it the same people
that
did all the
puddings? All the people that do ketchup for some reason do pudding.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Texture thing.
Yeah. Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Shout out the names coming up at 5:08. You're listening to the Men.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men's Room.
Reach out to the Men's Room on the socials at Men's Room Live and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Game is Big Dummy 206-803 Rock. Steve, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Dummy.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Tom, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober as usual.
All right, Tom, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, Tom, our Men's Room poll, you get one for your home. Are you taking a professional kitchen, a recreation room, nice garage, or an outdoor area?
The professional kitchen.
Pro kitchen.
Do you like to cook?
No, my wife does, and she makes great food, so...
Yeah, there you go.
It would be a benefit.
All right, what's the best thing you make?
Me? Oh, I don't know.
Soup.
Probably spaghetti.
Toast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hot Pockets.
Man
makes
food.
Great stroganoff.
And pour fine soda, yeah.
You make it. Yeah.
A lot of noodles.
What is your go-to tip? Living alone, you can hook yourself up with a meal, but you're going to cook for yourself.
Honestly, lately it's probably been that turkey breast recipe.
Okay.
Yeah. Kind of put some seasoning on them overnight, let them sit in the fridge.
And it's just a turkey breast, right?
Yeah.
That's the way
two of those. And then the next morning, or the next day when you're going to cook it, you kind of pan sear them. Little rosemary, butter, kind of put that on there, and then you throw them in the oven for a while.
Started doing that at Thanksgiving, man. It's
unbelievable.
A lot of trouble, right? Because it's just the turkey meat. You season it how you want to, and you're not spending like 9 hours in the kitchen.
Is it just like bone in?
No, boneless.
Okay. Yeah, you can turkey breast,
think of it
turkey
almost
loin.
Like, you know, like a, right, like a tenderloin.
All right.
Like you're used to the pork ones, but just turkey. I brought some in once. I saw some lady online. She was doing it. It's like one of those chefs at home.
It's great.
I was like, she's a genius.
All right, Tom, here is your question. What are the five Great Lakes? The five Great Lakes.
Oh.
Huron, Superior, Michigan, Erie, Ontario.
Damn.
One and done.
All
five,
right.
Five and done.
All right. Well, before we let you go, true or false question for you, Tom. True or false, Willie Nelson. Yes, that Willie Nelson is a fifth degree black belt.
I think it's true.
In what?
I think...
Karate?
It's either karate or taekwondo, but then he's a second-degree black belt in the other one.
Oh.
Yeah, I would have never guessed.
Do you think Willie Nelson's ever opened up a can of kung fu on somebody?
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
Back in the day when he was with the Outlaws?
Back in the day,
wild.
Yeah. Because he's not the guy I feel like people approach him with issues.
But those people don't like to engage, so to speak.
Well, no, they don't like to.
No.
But if you were to give Willie an issue, I'm sure he'd very all calmly right, tell okay. you, like... Hey, I don't think you want to do this. I'll open up a can of country-style fried whip-ass on you.
So I'm going to screw up this name, but Willie Nelson holds a fifth-degree black belt in the Korean martial art Gongkwan Yusul, I believe is
naturally,
how you say that.
That's what I thought when I looked at him.
And then the second-degree black belt in Taekwondo.
Okay.
Okay.
I would Jesus.
Go
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Casey. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Casey, are you sober or not sober?
I am not sober. Been off all day, so.
Oh, nice. What are you drinking?
I had finished with the Coors Light, and I always got that 420 action going.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. Go big or go home. Okay, speaking of home, one for your home on our men's room poll. You taking a professional kitchen, rec room, nice garage, or outdoor area?
You know, like the guy before me, I mean, just give me the awesome kitchen. Me and my wife both love to cook, so... So let's step it up.
Okay.
All right.
If you really wanted to do it, it only costs you about $120,000.
All you got to do is take out a loan.
Yeah, it's so easy.
You get your own mortgage.
That's what we did.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you guys were going to pay for it. Yeah.
No.
I'm still paying mine off. Yeah. Good times. All right, Casey, your question. Who was Sports Illustrated's first female sports person of the year?
First name that came to mind, Ireland. Let's go.
No, that's the swimsuit.
She's
issue.
Swimsuit edition.
This is the first female sports person.
Yeah.
No, I get what your brain goes, man. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go. Rebecca Lobo.
That'd be my guess. Billie Jean King.
Billie Jean King.
Oh, good. Serena.
Cousin of Martin Luther King.
Yes. Little known fact.
That's right.
I have a dream that one day I'll beat a man in tennis. And then I did.
I don't think that was her dream. I think she's like, I'm just going to kick this guy's ass.
Who was it? Billy?
Billy Griggs? Giggs? Or something?
I think, was it Giggs? God, what was the guy's name?
Riggs, right?
Riggs. Billy Riggs, yeah. All right, your question. What figure in Greek mythology was tricked into holding up the sky?
Can you repeat the question, please?
What figure in Greek mythology was tricked into holding up the sky?
Man. Ted, you got any guesses? I have no idea.
You've seen the statue of this guy. He's holding the entire planet up.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's that guy. That's what they're referencing.
Not Caesar. Caesar would be my guess.
Is it also named after a stone? Is it Atlas?
It is Atlas.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
That's why you see the statue of him holding it.
I knew Ted knew. Yeah. I knew Ted knew.
Thanks, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure they tricked him, but he had to be very tall.
And tired.
Yeah, tall and tired. And hopefully he's wearing deodorant.
It's like Mike tomorrow holding up that microphone all day.
Yeah, Mike, the Atlas of the sidelines. That's what we're going to call you now. All right, your question.
I'm going to use that tomorrow night.
With the Atlas of the
sidelines. Yeah, he's like the Atlas of the sidelines.
All right, your question.
Sir, it's halftime. Please leave the bar.
Right. You're at McDonald's.
This is a Wendy's.
What continent is Greenland a part of?
Well,
Greenland is part of Antarctica.
No, that's the wrong hemisphere.
Wrong hemisphere, but
I'll say North America.
It is North America.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Are we still doing that, or we give up on that one?
I don't know if we gave up. It's just but we're going on other things.
All right. Canada, what's next?
All right, your question. Where is the Sea of Tranquility?
Sea of Tranquility. Let's say Fuji.
That would be Fiji. Fuji's the film company, Fuji. But I like where your head is at.
Also, I'm sure there's a Fuji in Japan.
Hey. Yeah. Oh, yeah, probably.
Mount Fuji, for sure. I don't
know the
town Fuji.
There's Mount Fuji.
Definitely a mountain.
Fuji apples.
The Sea of Tranquility is on the moon. That's where they landed.
Oh.
The moon.
Mm-hmm. Sounds so nice.
That's it fake. Really
supposedly.
Does.
Why a sea? There's no water.
Supposedly.
It's kind of what I'm wondering. How do they determine, like, this is the Sea of Tranquility?
It's like saying, we live in the Canadian Ocean.
Right.
No, we don't.
All right, Casey, your question. Both Cleveland and Buffalo, beautiful cities, they border what Great Lake?
Go Chiefs. Let's see. Did I say that out loud? Lake Superior.
Lake Erie.
But only one's known as the mistake by the lake.
Mm-hmm. And amazingly, it's not Buffalo.
All right.
Is this part of that Missouri education, Casey?
It very well could be, but I actually was on the Kansas side growing up, in all honesty.
Okay.
So we'll blame Kansas on
education.
That
okay. Yeah.
That's right.
All right. On the TV show The Simpsons, who or what is Santa's little helper?
Who or what? Dude. I would say a dog.
Yep.
It's good. Indeed. Nice Simpsons job. Pet dog. Santa's little helper.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some men's room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Good time it is, as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve of Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast NASCAR driver Connor Zilsich, however you say his name. All you need to know is that he won a race at Watkins Glen on Saturday. And afterward, he climbed on top of his car to celebrate, which obviously is tradition. The crowd is cheering for him. Obviously, the doors can't open, so you slide out of that driver's side window like the Dukes of Hazzard. But in this case, as he's climbing to the top of his car, his shoes got caught in the netting that you find on your average NASCAR, and he fell off the top of his car. Keep in mind, he already had a glass of milk in his hand, bottle of milk in his hand. The crowd's cheering. He goes to get on the roof. Yeah, he fell off, slammed head first into the concrete below. It did not look good. He had to be wheeled off in a gurney. Obviously, the crowd's like, oh, no. Well, the good news is it was bad, but it could have been a lot worse. That evening, he did post an update. Says, quote, I'm out of the hospital, getting better already. Thankfully, CT scans for my head are clear. I just have a broken collarbone, and he goes on to thank the medics, etc. However, his dad, Jim, came over the top and, in my opinion, made the situation worse. They said, quote, "The silver lining is pooping himself is no longer Connor's most embarrassing moment."
Jesus.
Thing is,
he won the race.
He won the race.
Correct.
Fell off the roof of the
car.
It
looked bad.
It looked really bad.
It looked horrible.
But then his dad's like, "Ho, ho, ho. Finally, we have a story better than the time he pooped himself." The problem is he didn't qualify that to explain, is this a story from childhood? Is this something more recent? We don't know.
Also, I would think, like, I'm glad his head's okay, but like, as a race car driver, seems like you might need that collarbone.
Absolutely, man.
Like, you can't have your arm in a sling and still drive a car. I can't imagine.
That would be boss, but don't try it. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.